And a very good morning to you. Welcome to another edition of our podcast for Attorney Joe Flores. You can always reach us at Joe, J-O-E, at floreslawfirm.com. I wanted to, first of all, thank all of our first responders. And I'm not just talking about physicians and nurses, but respiratory therapists, x-ray techs, lab technicians, the EMTs, the paramedics, the first responders out on the street, to the ER, to the ICU. We want to thank you for everything that you do. And we also want to thank the environmental service, the unsung heroes there, our truckers, the people that are delivering food and making our infrastructure happen. So thank you very much for that. I have been receiving calls, anything from whether people should wear their PPE or whether it's being supplied properly and when to wear it. There's a lot of confusion at many hospitals about whether or not PPP is appropriate for every patient on every floor. Many hospitals have just instituted a blanket wear your PPE or your masks and gloves and for every patient, and others have said no, only on floors that are designated with COVID-19 patients. So there's a lot of confusion. Diana, a nurse, wrote me and said that she is just tired. She's tired from the 13-hour shifts. Everybody has become a COVID nurse, or doctors like neurosurgeons have become COVID doctors. So everybody is stepping up to the plate. The ventilators that haven't been delivered, or have been delivered rather, to hospitals and other institutions, some of them are older. I'm getting reports from the field that people have to watch YouTube videos to figure out how these work. So there is a lot of confusion. There's a lack of education on how to run these ventilators. In fact, one physician talking to me told me how grateful he was to a respiratory therapist that explained how to set up the ventilator that he had never seen before. So everybody is stepping up to the plate. We want to thank everybody that has called in and that has inboxed me. You can reach us right there at Nurse Practitioner Television as well on Facebook. That's Nurse Practitioner Television /Facebook. You can find us there. Please like and follow us. And also from the nurse practitioner front, many nurse practitioners have their own businesses, and those businesses have suffered. One nurse practitioner that I talked to here in the U.S. wanted to maintain her anonymity, said, "What good is the business insurance that I purchased if it's not going to cover COVID-19? I've also had to lay off my staff." And she writes that not only have I had to lay off my staff, but when I applied for PPP, which is the Paycheck Protection Program, she was delayed, denied, and then there was no more funds. Now, we're hoping that more funds will be replenished, but we don't know if this will cover those nurse practitioners that are out in the field in the rural and medically underserved areas who have bravely created clinics, who have bravely provided services for those who desperately need them, and now are running out of money, running out of resources, and running out of business. We want everybody out there to listen to our podcast and get the word out that everyone is suffering from this. I also want to tell people out there to please be safe. We understand libertarians out there who have their right to picket, but you also have the right to protect people. When you get home, your neighbors, when you are in a store, that if you are going to picket, we would try to remind people that you do have a right to protest, but there's an overriding, compelling governmental interest to protect the public. That means wearing masks, staying 6 feet apart, trying not to do social spread through that route when you're not wearing a mask. And many people have said, well, what good does it do if I'm protesting, I get home, and I'm not hurting anybody. You know, those people that are shut in. I'm at the governor's, you know, office or the governor's place in my state, and I am protesting peacefully. Well, you do have a right to protest, but we would underline that from the frontline responders like myself, who do see hospice patients, who do see house call patients, and we even do telemedicine now, and we're doing our very best to try to do our share. We would remind people that you do affect other people when you are protesting and not taking advantage of at least wearing a mask, trying to protect yourselves by social distancing, and of course taking other measures. When you're 1 foot apart from one another and there are 1,000 or more people together, this is not in the best public concern right now. But we do understand people's constitutional right. And across the world, from Germany to here in America, people are getting tired of being shut in and businesses being shut down. I want to underline that I myself have been a business nursepreneur, entrepreneur, and understand what it's like to carry the burden of employing people, having to lay off people. And there are programs to help, but you've got to keep trying. We're all in this together. And we want to just underline that we respect those that protest, but we also have to look at the overriding and compelling governmental interest to protect those that need it the most, the vulnerable, the elderly, the children, everyone who is being affected by COVID-19. We also want to stress to the nurses out there that you are not alone. Through these podcasts and through posts that we are making on Facebook, we are pressing for personal protective equipment that is not just one mask for a month or for infinity, or that masks that are being sterilized and used and recycled again. We're trying to get PPE for people and reach out to those that make the mask, to those that are disseminating this, and not to price gouge, to stay within guidelines and to help those that need it the most. Many nurses have voiced frustration and told me, well, it's really good for those people out there in the public that I see with all these masks, and they have it everywhere they go, and sometimes we don't have enough personal equipment. So we have to look at things from different perspectives, and we have to keep the faith, and we have to keep working together. Many nurses have either been punished or disciplined or fired or made to feel less than early on in the COVID-19 spread by wearing masks or refusing to take off their mask. Early on, some administrative officials, even here in Texas, had said, you're scaring the patients by wearing a mask. Many nurses said, that's absolutely ridiculous. You know, we're dealing with a pandemic, and they are saying not to wear our PPE. Nurses like Tanya near Dallas lost their job because of that. They came out on national public radio. They came out on networks and let people know that this was unjust, this was unfair, and they were only trying to not only protect the patients, but the nurses are trying to protect their families, themselves, and their communities when they wear PPE. So remember that, ladies and gentlemen, out there, to support your first responders, from those on the street, the EMTs and paramedics and the firefighters, to those in the emergency rooms, and those especially that are also in the community nurses, and also nurses that are taking care of prisoners, incarcerated individuals, where there is no ability to do a 6-foot distancing. There is no ability to have everybody have a mask. So these nurses and these doctors and these healthcare providers are putting themselves on the line. So this is Joe Flores once again for our podcast. You can also join us. And if you have a comment, please join us at info@floreslawfirm.com. That's info@floreslawfirm.com. And you can call us at 361-887-8670. If you're a nurse and you have a question or a comment and you'd like to submit that, that's 361-887-8670 or info@floreslawfirm.com. Thank you all, and God bless.